Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 2 of Inside This Girl's Brain, a brand new podcast created by me. My name is Ashley, and let's get started. This episode, we'll be discussing kind of why I wanted to start this podcast and what podcasts I would recommend to you guys if you, you know, just kind of started listening to podcasts or you just want to listen to something new. I used to only kind of listen to one or two, but now you listen to a lot more. But yeah, this is the kind of, these are the podcasts that inspired me to create my own. And it'll probably give you a little bit of a sense of what I'm interested in general. And hopefully you'll check some of these out and add them to your list of podcasts that you like. So the first podcast I ever really started listening to fully and kind of got a little obsessed with, it's called Generation Y. And it's a podcast all about true crime and just different cases and things like that that are very interesting. And it's two guys named Aaron and Justin. They cover all of these true crime stories, either, you know, most of them are a little older, but a lot of them are still present day. And some go way, way back. Like, I feel like a long time ago they did a episode on, like, the Jack the Ripper and things like that. So there's a lot of different things. They do a episode every Sunday. They also have a Patreon, which I haven't checked out yet, but they do a lot of, like, shorter episodes that are exclusive to the Patreon. So if you donate, you do get to listen to those. I haven't done that yet, but I know they do have extra content on there. And every episode is very interesting. They do a really good job of summing up each case, and kind of, even though some of them you might know how it ends, but a good amount of them I had not heard of before. So they do a good job of researching each case, finding cases that are not really in the public eye as much, so that, you know, you're kind of, you hear new things every time. And so they do a great job of making it a narrative and making it almost like a story, but it's still all very true. And they do throw their opinions in sometimes. Most of the time it's pretty unbiased. It's very, very good. There's a lot of different, very interesting cases that they've done. Like, I'm just looking right now through their past couple episodes. They did one on Abraham Shakespeare, who was a man who won the lottery, and how he got swindled a lot and then eventually was murdered by someone who became his, like, financial, like, advisor, I guess, and she lied to him and swindled him and then ended up murdering him for his money and just played it off as if he went missing for a while. And that was pretty crazy. They did a whole episode on, there's a lot of great ones in here. There's so many. I think they're on episode right now. They're on 274. Their most recent episode just went out, about Leah Ochi, which I haven't listened to yet. But that's about a 13-year-old girl who disappeared because she was left alone at home. On February 25th, they came out with one about Garrett Phillips, who was a boy who was strangled to death. And it was found out that it was, they actually, I think it's unsolved. I don't remember how that one ended. But it's very interesting because they talk about, everyone thinks it's his mother's ex-boyfriend or maybe ex-husband who was not his biological father and who happened to also be African-American. And they kind of talk about how there's a good chance he was falsely accused, mostly based on his race. And that there were other suspects that were not really looked into very well. There was another one, Tex McLiver. I might be getting that wrong. But it's pretty much about a man who was a wealthy attorney who shot and killed his wife, but he claimed it was an accident for a very long time. He claims it's an accident, and I think it was proven, I'm not sure, I think he got acquitted, but they don't know if it's an accident or not. It was kind of left uncertain if he accidentally shot his wife out of because he happened to be falling asleep with a revolver in his hand, I believe, while he was in the back seat of a car. She was in the passenger seat, and they were in a unsavory neighborhood that he thought was an unsavory neighborhood. So he got nervous and took out his gun as protection, quote unquote. And he had it, for some reason he had like a drink or two and he dozed off. And something scared him when he woke up and he shot his gun accidentally, supposedly. And that shot went through the seat and ended up killing his wife. So a lot of it is about, did he do it accidentally? Was it just a terrible mistake, a terrible accident? Or was there something more vicious in play? A lot of people think that because he owed her money, that it might have been about that. But that was very, very interesting. They did a whole episode on, if you ever watch Making a Murderer on Netflix, which is a great documentary, it is a little biased, but it is still very well done, very entertaining. But they did a very good unbiased look at Making a Murderer and that whole case, and they poked holes in what the documentary was trying to defend, and vice versa. They also defended parts of what they did, and they did actually a very good, I listened to that after a long while after I watched Making a Murderer, and it does kind of bring it into a little more of perspective, because you watch Making a Murderer and you're almost like, you are convinced that this guy is falsely accused and all that stuff, Stephen Avery, that he didn't do any of that. But then listening to them, they kind of bring it a little more level. They talk about things that the documentary didn't say that kind of round out Stephen Avery a little bit more, where you're like, okay, there is a chance he still could have done this crime. Do I think that his nephew helped him with that? No. And I'm glad that he got acquitted and he was let out. But yeah, it's Generation Y is a very, very good podcast. If you're into true crime, if you're into mysteries, conspiracies, things like that, they cover a lot of really interesting stories. I'm just kind of looking through all the ones that I've listened to. There's just a lot of great ones. Oh, this is a great one too. Dee Dee and Gypsy Blanchard. This is also, there's a documentary, I believe it was from HBO, that talks about this. It's called Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. Yes, it's on HBO. And it's about a woman named Dee Dee who was killed by her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend in June of 2015. And her daughter's name was Gypsy. And Gypsy had a lot of medical conditions. I believe that she had, she had cancer, she was bound to a wheelchair, she had an oxygen mask, she had a feeding tube, she had all these things wrong with her, which made her look younger than she really was, and she had a lot of medical conditions. If you Google anything about this case, you'll see the photos of her. But what ended up happening was that Dee Dee was lying about Gypsy's medical conditions to receive money, to receive grants, to receive all these things, and it ended up being a lie. Gypsy actually didn't have anything wrong with her, but for the most of her life, if not her whole life, her mother was lying to doctors and bringing her to different doctors and convincing them that she had all these issues, when in fact she didn't have any. So I believe the case is called Munchausen by proxy syndrome. I'm probably pronouncing that totally wrong. It's a hard word to say. But it's pretty much the mental condition where you believe that your children have medical problems or something when they do not. And obviously having a girl go through all of these treatments for no reason is still terrible. To make your daughter fake that she cannot walk, which she in fact could. That's terrible. So what she did, she would make her daughter sit still at the doctor, specifically the doctor, but pretty much everywhere. And she was not allowed to move her legs at all. obviously, to keep up the ruse that she could not walk and that she had a medical condition. So she had a lot of pills, and she had a lot of, like, they, in the documentary, you look and they have, she has a closet filled with all of these medicines and antibiotics and things like that for Gypsy that she didn't actually need. It was literally a closet full, and it was, it's pretty disgusting. So what ended up happening in the case was that Gypsy was allowed to use the computer, and that's where she actually met her online boyfriend. I don't remember his name, but they met up. I think she had to run away at one point to go meet him, and then her mother found out and got really angry, obviously, as someone like that would. And they were talking, and they talked for a long, long time, and then even though she got caught, Gypsy had to go back home. And when she got caught, there's actual, like, surveillance video of her walking around with her new boyfriend, I think wearing a wig and all this stuff. And then she had to go back home. And then she plotted with her boyfriend to kill her mother so that she would be free, you know. So, in a way, the case, and that's what happened. Her boyfriend did come. Her boyfriend came into the house, killed her mother. There was a whole thing about how, you know, it got weirdly, like, sexual, and Gypsy was like, no, you don't have to do that. Like, if you're going to do anything to my mom, do it to me instead. Like, it got kind of weird. Like, obviously, this person that she started dating had a lot of issues as well, so it's just a lot of people with a lot of issues. But then she did end up running away with her boyfriend. They got away for a while, and then eventually the police were able to track her down, and they did arrest her. I don't remember what the charge was. It might have been second degree murder, because technically she did not kill anyone, but she plotted to kill her mother. So, and you watch the documentary, and they do an interview with her. She's been in jail at that point for like 7 years or 10 years. And she had like, actually, she wasn't starving anymore. She actually looked better in jail than she did when she was living with her mother. Like it's a sad in a lot of ways. Like, obviously you feel terrible for the mother who was murdered, because no one deserves to be murdered, but at the same time you feel for Gypsy even more, and you realize, like, she was almost being kidnapped by her mother. She was trapped. She couldn't, and the only way for her to figure out how to get out was to kill her mother. And that's a terrible place. And obviously, and you, when you watch the documentary and you see that, she's heartbroken that that happened. Like, she still loves her mom, but her mom was also mentally unstable and had these issues. So, episode by Gen Y First, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then you watch the documentary, and like I said, it was called Mommy Dead and Dearest. It's on HBO. If you have HBO, I just searched it on demand, and I found it. It's very good. very sad, but very good. And then you get to see, like, her biological father was much younger than the mother, but they did not live together. They were divorced because of the fact that when Gypsy was a baby, Dee Dee was saying that all these things were wrong with her, when the father knew that there weren't, and he couldn't protect her daughter in that instance. So when they got divorced, he did not have any visitation rights, or if he did, they were very, very slim to none, because he would be the one to say, you know, she's fine, and Dee Dee would say, no, she's not. She has all these problems. So it's a very interesting documentary, very good. And if you're interested in that kind of stuff, check it out. It's very eye-opening. And then in another great episode that they did, that actually I like to listen, not that I like to listen to a lot, but if I want somebody to like be introduced to Gen Y, I play this for them. And it's the Night Stalker. There's two Night Stalker episodes. And they're both about Richard Ramirez, who was a Night Stalker. And they talk about how he would, like, his whole Satanist thing and how he would kind of just walk around the neighborhood and see a house that he liked. He had no rhyme or reason. He would just break in and kind of mess with the people inside. And it's sad. It was very scary because I listened to these, you know, when I'm about to go to bed, I listen to them, kind of, I fall asleep or doze off to them, which sounds kind of weird because they're not talking about the most savory things. It is a little creepy when you're alone in your apartment and you're listening to episodes about Richard Ramirez, who broke into people's homes through their windows and killed them. It's a little unsettling. So I stopped listening to those episodes when my boyfriend was not home because they got a little scary. I will tell you, by listening to this podcast, as much as I have, like, I went through and listened to almost every episode I could. Like, I've probably listened to at least 150 episodes. Like, in succession, like, when I found it, I was just, like, listening to them like crazy. There's a whole episode on Ted Bundy. There's a whole episode on H.H. Holmes. There's a whole episode on Kurt Cobain, which if you are ever interested in conspiracy theories, there's a great one about Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. If you ever, on Netflix, there hopefully still is, but there is a documentary on there called Bleached. And it's about the conspiracy that Courtney Love actually hired someone to murder Kurt Cobain and then make it to look like a suicide. And they have a whole, like, scientist behind it. They talk about the trajectory of the bullets and how it wouldn't have gone. Like, the way he was positioned when he died doesn't make sense for the positioning of the gun, of the shotgun, and of the exit wound and the trajectory of the bullets and where the bullet casing landed. Like, there's all these things that you watch this documentary and you're like, holy shit, like, Courtney Love did it, like, totally did it. So, that's kind of talking about that a little bit. So, it's very, very, it's a great podcast if you like stuff behind, you know, stuff about true crime and things like that, unsolved cases. It's a very good series. And, yeah, to go off that, I actually just finished listening to a episode series from a podcast called You Must Remember This. It's by Karina Longworth. And there's a lots of episodes on this too. I have not delved into the rest of her episodes. Like, they have a lot of things about old Hollywood and stories about Hollywood or, you know, unsolved mysteries about it. I can read the thing if I can open it. Can read their little bio. Okay, I can read what I couldn't see. It's a storytelling podcast that explores the secrets and forgotten histories of Hollywood's first century. So the series from this podcast that I just finished listening to, kind of branching off the true crime, was all about Charles Manson. About kind of his childhood, what brought him into kind of where he's known today, and, you know, how his his family, quote unquote, was woven into Hollywood and the music scene, and that a lot of what he was trying to do was just so he could be famous. Like, all he wanted to do was just be a musician and a rock star. But he wasn't good. It's kind of like how Hitler wanted to be an artist, and then he wasn't good. Sometimes, you know, people who are a little crazy, if they fail on the first thing they want to do, they'll find some other way to make themselves known. And this is the same thing with Charles Manson. So they talked about his relationship with the Beach Boys, how he's able to create his family, how he met the girls he met, how he knew, how he believed that the Beatles were speaking to him and his family, and how their White Album was the beginning of Helter Skelter, and how he just kind of made up what Helter Skelter meant to him, when in reality, it was just the name of a roller coaster in the UK, and that's why where the Beatles got that name. But Charles Manson took it more as a movement, a race war that was supposed to happen that never would or was going to happen. It was just something that he kind of made up so that his followers would do whatever he said. And they did, because then they killed Sharon Tate and the others in that house. So it's a very interesting, there's a lot of things I did not know about that case that I learned through that. I had known that he didn't technically kill any of the ones he wasn't responsible for killing anyone in the house, but he was. Like, he didn't actually wield the knife, but he told them what to do. Like, that's pretty much all I knew. I didn't know any of the connection with the Beatles or any of the connection with the Beach Boys or his, just how strange he really was. There is a very interesting interview that he did with Diane Sawyer way back, probably in the early 90s. I don't remember what it's called or where you can find it. Somewhere on ABC, but I know it was with Diane Sawyer. I'm sure if you Googled Charles Manson Diane Sawyer interview, you'll find it. But he says some crazy things. You know what? Let me see if I can find it really quick while we're on here. Charles Manson. Diane. What's interesting in this interview, he says the craziest one-liners that I've ever heard before. And I remember we watched it in history class and then in high school. Yeah, okay, I found it. That was easy. So just search Diane Sawyer, Charles Manson. Anyway, so it's a very interesting take on that case. And she talks a lot of different, you know, things that I would have never known about before that. And just from a different perspective from the Hollywood side of things. And how he did make a huge impact. And how a lot of stars at the time were, you know, after those murders, everyone was shook by that. But then they were also like, you know, I knew Charles Manson. Or I was supposed to be at the house that night or whatever. It's a very good series. So next on my list is totally out of left field, not really in the true crime genre at all, is actually the podcast called Adam Ruins Everything, which is also a show based on the College Humor skits called Adam Ruins Everything. So it's about, you know, different misconceptions on certain things or what have you. It's hosted by Adam Conover, who hosts the show, and it's very it's just a more focused version of the show, where, you know, the show will take a topic and kind of generalize it and talk about a couple different things, and they'll talk to a couple different experts. But what this will do is that he'll interview one expert on one specific topic, which makes it feel a little more focused. So there's a couple different episodes I've listened to here. There's a couple I haven't listened to yet that I do. There's a whole episode on placebos and how they really work and how powerful they actually are, and how they're almost as powerful as actual antibiotics in some cases. There's an episode where he talks about why conspiracy theories are harmful. And he talks to an expert about that. There's a whole episode about suburbia and how it's harming America at this point rather than helping it. Like, you know, dead malls and things like that. And they talk about how malls that are kind of going out of business, which there's two malls in my immediate area that are pretty much dead malls that are only alive because there's like a Target or a movie theater there, and how they're actually taking those buildings and doing good with them rather than leaving them to die. whole episode about how casinos and slot machines are rigged and pretty much don't trust them. And yeah, there's a lot of very interesting episodes. There's one I want to listen to next, talks about the classic girl video games and, you know, how that, let me see what they, talks about the 90s girl video games and how they're not as well preserved nowadays and how it's pretty much a, that isn't really, it's mostly about men in the industry still. So I do want to listen to that at some point. And then there's two podcasts here that are from The Nerdist that I listen to. One has now recently been changed. It's called ID10T. But that's with Chris Hardwick, and I do really enjoy Chris Hardwick. I like him a lot. I watch, we watch The Walking Dead at home, so we watch The Talking Dead, so we like Chris a lot. I listen to this podcast as much as I can, and but it, for me, it also depends on who's on, because he'll be, most of the time he's interviewing a celebrity. Sometimes he has Jonah Ray and Matt Muir on there, who are his like co-hosts, but you know they're all busy, so he doesn't always get to talk to them. But most of the time, he's talking to different celebrities. So I've been listening to that a lot. I just listened to one with Eli Roth. There was one about Natalie Portman, Danai Gurira from The Walking Dead, and who was also in Black Panther, which is an amazing movie. If you haven't seen it yet, what are you doing? a lot of great episodes here. Bill Skarsgård, he talked about his time on It and playing Pennywise, which was very interesting. And yeah, a lot of great episodes in here. There's a couple episodes of Will Ferrell. There's a whole episode with Jordan Peele, and they talk a lot about Get Out and how it's such a important movie right now and how just amazing it was in general. So a lot of great episodes with ID10, what's formerly the Nerdist podcast, now is ID10. There's an episode in here with Robert Kirkman, so as a Walking Dead fan, I'm going to listen to that next. Great, great podcast. That was one of the ones I also, like, totally binged on when I found it. Going off the Nerdist podcast, this one's also owned by the Nerdist. This is called Bizarre States with Jessica Chobot and Andrew Bowser. And they talk a lot about just weird, different, strange things going on in the world. And sometimes they have a lot of specific things, but sometimes it's kind of like they found some cool stuff on the internet and they're just talking about it for a while, which I think is pretty cool. Couple good episodes on here. They just kind of talk about, the first episode I watched was called Deep Dive on Dark Disney. So they just talked a lot about weird Disney facts that are a little darker. They spent a whole episode searching for a haunted doll to buy on eBay. A whole episode on the Winchester Mystery House in California, because the movie was coming out at the time, so, which, I mean, wasn't that long ago, it was a couple months ago. Yeah, they talked a lot of, they had a whole episode talking about the history of Valentine's Day, and, how that's a little scarier than you would think. They talked to the star of The Magicians, Olivia Taylor Dudley, and they talked about actual practical magic in real life and how she really believes in magic and how that is not just because of the show, and she has a whole background in, like, doing seances on her birthday with her family and things like that. And I was like, this girl is cool. I've never even watched The Magicians, but I guess I should. I have heard it's very good, so. But I can't really give a good rousing review because I haven't seen it yet. So, yeah. Great podcast. I really would recommend it. And then I also listen to the Jenna Julian podcast with Jenna Marbles. If you watch any YouTube, you probably have seen her. She was kind of one of the pioneering YouTube women back in the day when YouTube stars were not really a thing, but now they are. And now she's like one of the OGs, you would say, if you were a young child, like not me, I'm not young. But I do love watching her and her boyfriend Julian, but I also like to listen to their podcast because they kind of just kind of mess around and fuck around, and that's kind of what is inspiring my podcast, is that I just kind of want to do and talk about whatever I'm feeling inspired to talk about. And that's kind of what they do. They'll play games and stuff. And that's what I kind of want to aspire to be a little bit like. And what else did I put on here? Yeah, that's everything. There's a couple on here I've subscribed to but I haven't listened to yet. This one is called Remaster by Relay FM. That's a lot about just video games and chatting about different video games. So, do want to listen to that a little bit more. There's one called How Stuff Works. Stuff You Should Know by How Stuff Works. I did subscribe to that, but I haven't listened to it yet. And there's a new podcast on Stitcher that I listened to once, the first episode, but the second episode just came out. It's called Dear Franklin Jones, and it's about the producer Jonathan Hirsch's strange childhood, where his family was essentially in a cult. And he talks about how it was like living in a cult, how his family kind of got out of it, and the repercussions of that. So it's in half-hour episodes, but I believe you can subscribe on Stitcher, and you can just listen to all of it. But I don't know if that's free. Excuse me. So I just started that one, and yeah. So these are all kind of the podcasts I've been listening to for a while. And what's, like I said, what's inspired me to start my own. And, you know, I may talk about a little bit of everything on there. So obviously, as you can see from what I listen to on podcasts, you can kind of get a feeling of my interests and kind of what I'm interested in listening to and probably what I'm interested in talking about. Like, I'm probably going to be doing a true crime episode because I talked about, you know, two or three different crimes on here, and that's not even what I was coming to say. So we'll probably chat about that at one point, so it'll be a good time. Anyway, so to do a little follow-up of my last episode, I did look up a couple things that I didn't know at the time. Sea of Thieves has not come out yet. It's still on pre-order because I went to GameStop the next day because I did end up buying Monster Hunter World, and it is a fantastic game. But then I realized after I bought it that all my friends who also play it, they have PS4s and I have an Xbox. So I didn't know that. I thought they all had Xboxes, so I was a little sad about that, but that's okay. Still very fun. I haven't gotten too far. I think I've done maybe 3 quests now. I haven't done anything with other players because that makes me nervous. I don't like strangers. So we'll see. Maybe tonight I'll play more and see if I can make an online friend. But who knows? I also played a little bit more of The Sims. It's still very good. A lot of opportunities for in-game purchases that I have not made yet. And I probably will not. And I feel like I looked something else up after I recorded that last episode. I don't remember. But I did immediately was like, is Sea of Thieves even out yet? It's not. but I was also reminded at GameStop that We Happy Few is still on pre-order. And I forgot about that game and I really, really want to play it. So I'm excited that it hasn't come out yet, but I do really want it. And the guys at GameStop are always like, do you want to pre-order anything? And they always say like 4 games, and I'm like, yeah, I do want to pre-order all those games, but do I have the money for that? No. Not yet, anyway. So I have to save up my money a little bit more to play more games. But for now, I'll stick to Monster Hunter. I think that's going to keep me busy for a long time. And yeah, there's my follow-up on that. Cool. So I think that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you check out some of these podcasts and, you know, let me know if you like them or if there's any other ones that you think that I might like. I'll get listening. I haven't even listened to music anymore on my way to work. I just listen to podcasts now all the time. So yeah, it's a good time. All right. So, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is the Inside This Girl's Brain, a brand new podcast created by me. Thanks so much, and I'll see you guys later.